Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Insight on Business. 15 and a half minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. 82 degrees in the capital city. Looking for a low tonight of 61. And for tomorrow, sunshine doth return and a high of about 81 degrees. His name is Samuel Pace Twamy. And Samuel Pace Twamy is heading up something called, this is really interesting, the 48-Hour Film Project. We're going to find out what it is and why the cool factor. Samuel, welcome to the News Hour. Glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is such a cool thing. You guys have been doing this for a number of years.
Yeah, that's our 10th season here in Des Moines.
And this draws people from very experienced film makers to new filmmakers. But I'm not going to tell the story. I want you to tell the story. What is the 48-Hour Film Festival or Film Project, and how does it all work?
The 48-Hour Film Project challenges filmmakers of all experience levels to make a short film in just one weekend. We give them a character, a prop, and a line of dialogue. They'll draw their genre out of a hat, and everything else is up to them. They've got 48 hours from script to screen, editing. The whole ball of wax has to be done within that time frame. And then they'll be screened at the Fleur Cinema just a few days later.
Yeah, and this has been going on, like you say, this is the 10th anniversary for this. And this is a international program.
Yeah, the 48-Hour Film Project is in over 135 cities around the world, including Paris and London, Germany, Vietnam, all over the United States. So it's quite the international movement.
Yeah, and what I like about it, it really does challenge these filmmakers. I mean, you give them a line of dialogue, mm-hmm. a character, a prop, and then they pick the genre out of a hat. I mean, how in the world? So you have absolutely no idea before you go in to start writing.
Well, our genres are listed on our website, so they have an idea of what they may pick. There's 15 different genres, but they don't know which one they're going to get. And then they're divided into screening groups, and they'll pull their genre out. And both the genre and the elements kind of keep the playing field level because, mm-hmm. you know, they may have some amount of pre-planning, but there's no way really for them to incorporate the elements and not have an awkward piece. So that really keeps everybody, you know, working in the same thing because they really can't do anything other than secure locations in their cast and crew before the actual 48-hour event weekend.
Samuel Pace Twamy is with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the 48-Hour Film Project here in Des Moines, and it's something that goes on nationwide and internationally as well. So of the winners, are there classes of winners, or is there one winner, or how does that work?
Sure. Each city will the judges will pick a best of city that goes on to represent that city in the international competition. We also award a runner-up best of city and overall third place, as well as other categories such as best acting, best use of prop. There's a number of awards that we give out, but only the best of city winner will go on to represent Des Moines.
And what kind of awards are you giving?
Well, here locally, we're giving over $3,000 in cash and prizes to the different award recipients. Mm-hmm. Internationally, they have a chance to screen at the Cannes Film Festival. They also get a trophy and a chance at even more cash at the international level.
Have you had multiple winners or the same winner time after time, or has this been pretty well spread out over the past 10 years?
That's a good question. Over the years, we've only had one period where a team won back-to-back, and that was 2009 and 2010. We've had a lot of teams that have returned and some that have even done it all 10 years that we've been here in the city. But that small part in 2009 and 10 was the only time we had a team that won back-to-back. It's always very competitive, and the teams are very good-natured about it. Like, they're serious.
Sure, yeah.
They're serious about their films, but the community that this project creates is what keeps me coming back because the filmmakers are able to network and expand their craft. If they're a younger team, they have a chance to learn some real hands-on experiences from people that are in the field currently.
And Samuel Pace Twamy is with us. We're talking about the 48-Hour Film Project here in Des Moines. When does it take place?
The event weekend is July 25th through 27th, just a few weeks away. And then the screenings will happen August 5th through 7th at the Fluor Cinema. You can see the films made in just 48 hours. And then on August 21st, also at the Fluor, we'll have our Best of City, where the top films will screen in no particular order. And then we'll give out the awards right after the screening.
Very nice. And if folks want to learn more about this, they can go online to the Des Moines 48-Hour Film Project.
Right. It's 48hourfilm.com/Des Moines. Everything you need is there on our website. You can get a hold of me. There is still time to register a team. We're running out of time. But if you want your share of cash and prizes, get your team in. There's also a slot on there where you can join a team if you're not ready to start your own. All the information is at 48hourfilm.com/Des Moines.
And one final question. As I look at this, I'm trying to figure out what genre has won the most times. I'm thinking comedy.
Comedy plays well, and yeah. I think a lot of our teams will kind of mix the genres, so comedy's a part of it. Each film team is different. You know, some really think it's hard to be, you know, funny on just on purpose. You know, some like the horror genre, or we have a musical western category that some teams don't want it at all, and then some teams embrace it. And
you
actually
see Paint Your Wagon, right?
Yeah. Well, some teams embrace it. In 2011, the team that did a musical went on to win Best of City and won an international award for their song. So, you know, it's really up to the film teams, and it's all about, you know, just focusing and making cinema and creating it and enjoying that with your peers and the community.
Excellent. Samuel Pace Twamy, ladies and gentlemen, it is called the 48-Hour Film Project. Thanks so very much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having
Next
me.
Up, we're talking bikes.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do.